When she was 15, Malala Yousafzai was shot by the Taliban for wanting to get an education. She miraculously recovered and would go on to be an international symbol in the fight for girls and women's rights. The now 23-year-old Nobel Prize laureate and Oxford grad recently graced the cover of British Vogue, and it's receiving backlash in Pakistan for her comments on marriage. For more, we're joined by NPR international correspondent Dia Hadid. And Dia, what is the backlash? What is she facing from the people in Pakistan?
Right. So before we talk about the backlash, it's worth noting what Malala said about marriage in the article, which was like really chatty and personal. She said she couldn't understand why people had to sign marriage papers, why they just couldn't have a partnership. Now, this was like a bombshell in Pakistan because it's a deeply conservative Muslim country where marriage between men and women is seen as a part of being Muslim itself. It's a part of the religion. So her comments weren't just seen as, you know, like a young kid, like questioning what marriage is meant to be. It was seen as her questioning Islam itself. And so the response to her wasn't a backlash. It was like boiling rage. And it ranged from people pointing out that Malala had spoken out against a basic tenet of Islam, to accusations that she was no better than a porn star, and even threats of rape. One user who I engaged with on Twitter said he was sorry the Taliban weren't able to kill her because she'd lived to bring shame to Pakistan.
She's used to this type of hate and backlash, but her father actually said in a recent tweet that her words were taken out of context, were they?
Yeah, he told me the same thing in a private message. Well, yes and no. The context in the article was that, you know, she was clearly reticent about talking about love or relationships. And so, yes, she questioned whether people needed a certificate to get married. But she was also quoted as saying, you know, her mother thought she was being silly. Like, it was clearly lighthearted and came from a 23-year-old. But the issue is that Malala herself is such a divisive figure in Pakistan that there's no room for her to be interpreted with that generosity.
There's no room for that generosity. But it's also interesting because, as I mentioned, she's become this international symbol. She travels the world. People want to talk with her about this exact thing, about the right for girls to be able to speak freely, get an education, and move through the world in ways that they choose. Have you seen any changes over the last decade since she's been speaking out in Pakistan specifically?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, the thing is that Malala is this really divisive figure in Pakistan. And certainly there is a minority of liberals who love her and see her as an icon. But this isn't how she's seen for most people in Pakistan. It's almost as if because Malala says it, it's going to make people angry. It's her.
What else did this interview for Vogue reveal about her that perhaps we don't see in public?
It revealed, first of all, that she's an extremely impressive woman, I think, beyond sort of like the very packaged image that you see of her. But it also just shows that she's a goofy 23-year-old kid. And that was sort of very charming because I think in all these big heated debates around who she is and what she is and what she represents, she's a 23-year-old girl figuring out her place in the world.
That's NPR international correspondent Dia Hadid. Thank you so much, Dia.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tanya.
And you can see that British Vogue cover of Malala Yousafzai, as well as a link to the article on hereandnow.org.